As Pakistan tries to deal with devastating floods, Russia continues to fight wildfires sparked by an historic heat wave. Hundreds of fires are still blazing, although heavy rain has helped to douse the flames around Moscow. So have the efforts of volunteers who have gone out into the forest around Moscow to help the hard-pressed fire service. Peter Van Dyke has more.
A group of volunteer firefighters patrol the tinder-dry forest near Moscow. Patches of ground are charred and some are smoking hot. Maria Brokova, the leader of the patrol, sees a fire. The five volunteers kick out small flames with their heavy boots, but this one is going to need water from their two firefighting backpacks. Prokova has been volunteering or working for the Emergencies Ministry for 13 years. She knows her team can't put even these small fires out completely.
The ground is very dry and very hot, so even if you put water on it, it will quickly evaporate and the flame will come back. So we can put it out, leave, come back in 15 or 20 minutes, and it will be burning again.
They patrol from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. When the water isn't enough, they dig holes and smother the flames with dirt. But a day ago, they couldn't extinguish one of the fires in their sector.
We decided to dig. There were 15 of us. In less than half an hour, we dug the trench around the fire. We came back today, and it had burned itself out. It was as if it hadn't happened.
If the fire had spread, they would have had to call for the fire truck. Planes only get called in when the tree canopy catches fire. But the patrols are there to try to make sure that doesn't happen.
It would be good if we had more people because the forest is big and there are many locations under fire and more volunteers would be very helpful.
Andrei Nikiforov is a computer programmer, but like Prokova, he is also a regular volunteer with the Emergencies Ministry. In Russia's hottest summer ever, he couldn't convince many of his friends to help.
I tried to call more people from Moscow, some of my friends, but not everyone wants to go here. Not as many people as I would like.
The patrols are done for the day. It's time to go back to base, a nearby village school. There, Yulia Borisova is coordinating the arrival of more volunteers from Moscow. She posted her cell phone number on the internet and says they may have enough people over the weekend to extinguish all the fires in the area.
Everyone always thinks that Muscovites are lazy people, that they are very self-centered. But as you can see, it's not like that.
She says if volunteers like her didn't help the people in these villages, no one would. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in the Moscow region village of Polbina.